Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I hope you've been enjoying our special programming for Christmas in July. If you missed it, starting on the 1st of July, The Sounds of Christmas has been playing The Sounds of Christmas from A to Z, almost every song in our library in alphabetical order by song title, going from Faith Hill's A Baby Changes Everything to Lunch at Allen's Zuzu's Petals, which we should get to on Tuesday just before 1 p.m. Eastern. I had thought about replaying the entire block, but instead of doing that, how about a sequel? As soon as Zuzu's Petals finishes on Tuesday, we'll begin The Sounds of Christmas from A to Z, Part 2, The Artist's Edition. This time, we'll be playing most of our library in alphabetical order again, but this time, it will be alphabetical by the singer or band who recorded the song. As with the first one, I'm skipping the Halloween and Thanksgiving songs, but leaving in Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and New Year's. And this will be alphabetical by the first letter of the artist or band's name. Like the first A to Z, I simply put our library into a Google spreadsheet and sorted it alphabetically by artist. And for artists whose names begin with a number, I just spelled out the number. So we'll get to Three Doors Down when we get into the T's. I hope all that makes sense. Lots of artists have recorded lots of Christmas songs, so I'll be picking one song for each of them to represent them. In some cases, that will be easy. In others, it's going to be a lot more difficult. I'm still not sure what I'll pick for Frank Sinatra, among many, many other artists. Duets will be treated differently, so some artists may actually appear several times. For example, Bing Crosby recorded songs with the Andrews Sisters, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, Peggy Lee, and David Bowie. Maybe it's cheating, but I'll be including those. And some artists recorded songs with the band they're in, and also as a solo artist, and I'll be playing each of those. For example, I'll play one of the Beatles' Christmas messages, but I'll also play Christmas songs from John, Paul, George, and Ringo from their solo holiday records. There aren't really any hard and fast rules with this. At best, they're just guidelines. I hope you enjoy listening. You'll be sure to hear lots of your favorites alongside singers and bands you may never have heard of. That's kind of what The Sounds of Christmas is all about. So this Tuesday, right after Zuzu's Petals, you'll hear from A Boy Band Christmas, and then The Sounds of Christmas from A to Z Part 2, The Artist Edition, will continue until we get to the Zoo Human Project. I'm still putting this together, so I don't really have any idea of just how long this will go. In some ways, it should be a lot longer, since some artists only released one song, and that was a cover that I didn't use in the first A to Z. For example, Dan Ashley did a really good cover of My Favorite Time of Year, but I played the original version by the Florence Street Band. I'll get to play both in this next A to Z. On the other hand, many artists have released lots of Christmas music, and I'll only be playing one song from each of them. So you and I may both find out together just how long this will take. I should note that I may have made some mistakes. Like the first A to Z, this was a much bigger undertaking than I originally thought it would be. So some artists might come up in the wrong place. Some songs may play more than once, and some might not show up at all. None of that is on purpose. Just human error, my human error. And my apologies if there's an artist you were waiting to hear from, and somehow it didn't happen. I also get that you may not agree with the choices I make as far as which song gets picked to represent a particular artist. In most cases, I pick the more obvious choice. But a couple of times, I'm going to shake things up and pick something you might not expect. I know this isn't for everybody. When some people listen to Christmas music, they want White Christmas. They want the Christmas song. Others want All I Want for Christmas Is You or Underneath the Tree. And while all those songs will appear, some more than once, by different artists, you may not get to hear them as often as you like. In fact, right now, as I'm still putting it all together, I can't even tell you how many days it will take until we get to Bing Crosby. But if you love Christmas music, all kinds of Christmas music, you'll get a real taste of what I mean when I say that Sounds of Christmas plays the best variety of Christmas music. You'll hear from lots of singers and bands that you may never have heard before. And you'll probably hear a lot of songs you've never heard before either. But I think you're going to like it. At least, I hope you do. Once again, I'll send periodic updates through social media to let you know where we are as the month of July continues to roll along. The Sounds of Christmas is on Facebook and Twitter, and we're dipping our toes into Blue Sky Post and Threads. But Facebook and Twitter are where we're most active. At least, that's the truth as I'm recording this. Anyway, despite all the caveats and possible mistakes, I hope the whole thing is fun and that if you do tune in, you'll like what you hear. Thanks so much for listening and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I told you how to listen to the station, and you're already listening to the podcast, so my work here is just about done. All our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. We also have a Linktree page, and you can find the link to that down in the show notes, as well as a link to listen to the Sounds of Christmas right now. If you go to the Linktree page, you'll be able to find us on your favorite podcasting site and subscribe so you never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, the Sounds of Christmas station, or the Sounds of Halloween, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.